Okay, let's see if this is working.
Hello.
Hi, Maya.
Hello. Is this weird?
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. I'm so happy my microphone works. I tried it on like my Zoom, and that's how I do it.
Yeah, I'm trying not to lean too close because I know when I get excited, I'll start talking.
Same. I'm going to do the same thing. This is good, though. It's nice to finally talk to you.
I know. It's nice to hear your voice.
Now, we're able to edit this, right? So
yeah.
If there's... Okay.
Yeah. No, I mess with that. I need to know that we can chop stuff out.
I mean, I know on the podcasts I listen to, they're always like, we're going to edit that out.
And then they don't. And sometimes it's like, wow, behind the scenes. And then also...
I know. This is good, though. I feel like we'll definitely get better as
right,
we go.
Right, definitely.
But for now, this is a good intro, especially considering I'm going to butcher so many names. Like, literally, I was working today and I was like, all right, how do you say this? And I'm like, that just doesn't flow off of my tongue the way it does when you actually speak Turkish.
Yeah, I think my strategy is a lot of disclaimers.
Yes.
I think we just have to be humble about it. I think what's worse is people go in confidently wrong and you're like, okay.
Okay, yeah, I don't go into anything confident, so that's going to be fine for me.
Sweet. This bodes well. We're doing great.
We're doing great. All right. Should we start?
Yeah. Do we think this counts as banter?
Yes, I definitely think it does.
Okay.
So you know what we should start off with? How do you say, like in my head, I say dizzy, but you told me the other day that's not right.
Well, I say dizzy subconsciously, but I don't want to say dizzy.
I don't want to say dizzy either. That sounds silly.
So
can we
I don't
Americanize
know.
It?
I think so. Right.
We've Americanized it.
This is a great title we each came up with.
It's a great title. We've stumped ourselves on the title. I've always said dizzy, always in my head. Dizzy just doesn't sound right. I think you need the accent, which we don't have. Like you need that Turkish flair that makes everything sound lovely when they speak. That
right.
Me, and I'm from Boston, so I'm definitely not going to say it right. You'll be lucky if you get some R's out of me. So we're going to see how this goes.
We'll see how this
goes. All right.
Goes.
Well, welcome to the Dizzy Breakdown, where we all break down over our shows.
Yeah, we break them down and we break down over them.
Yes.
We probably annoy our other friends who are like, we get it. You watch these weird half-subtitled shows. We need
to
talk about more things.
This is where we're different. See, I don't talk to my friends about this stuff at all. They have no idea.
Oh, so this is your secret life?
It's my secret life. So I went yesterday to get my hair cut. And I love my hair stylist. She's amazing. And she was like, so what are you watching? And I was like, I have a secret shame. And she was like, tell me all about it. And I was like, I've become obsessed with Turkish TV shows. And she was like, I went through a period where I was obsessed with Canadian TV shows. And I was like, all right, so we're the same kind of weird. That's great. I love it. But no, like my friends think I watch too much TV as it is. So if I told them I religiously watched 2.5 hour episode TV shows, like if I binged 2.5 hour episode TV shows, they would be like, okay, Caroline, we need to like bring you out into the fresh air. This is the outside. Like, so I just don't go there. But that's me. That's me.
That's fair.
I don't know.
I think my circle is just small enough. If they're going to be like, hey, what's up with you? I'm like, straight up, this is what's up with me.
I think it's because I know they're never going to watch it. I have enough trouble getting them to watch my recommendations for what's on Netflix. I did tell them when I watched Black Money Love on Netflix, I did tell them I can't stop watching this show. And they were like, that's weird, but you do you. Because they don't do subtitles. None of them, like my close group of friends, they will never watch subtitles
that
ever.
That bothers me to no end. What is the Bong Joon-ho quote about like, once you get over the 1-inch barrier that is subtitles, a whole world opens up? I think about that
but
all
it makes
the time.
Sense. I don't even realize it. The only time I realize it is when I want to watch their faces and I consciously am like, wait, I think I missed like a good facial expression because I was reading.
Yeah.
And I have to go back. But other than that.
And I think also that's why I'm drawn to watching on my laptop because the screen is so small in front of me that I can jump between the face and the lines a lot easier than if it's on a TV.
Yes. So this actually brings up a really good point that I recently discovered because you know that I'm watching Beyan. I say Beyanlish in my head. B-Y.
Beyanlish.
Beyanlish. Oh, there's an ish at the end of it. So I've been watching Beyanlish recently and I started, because it's on YouTube, right? So
yes.
I started watching on my living room TV because I very rarely get to watch Turkish shows on my nice TV. But when I do that, I don't focus as much as when I watch on my laptop or my iPad. Like, I know you've gotten mad at me. I haven't really gotten into Kuzgun yet. I think I'm on episode like 11. just not.
I'm not mad.
It's not addictive for me. But I think the reason is in my living room, I always watched it not on my iPad. And I have to do that because that helps me focus. I don't know why.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's more intimate because even if it's just the screen is way closer, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's harder for me to dawdle on my phone. Like it's harder for me to like,
yes.
Like when I'm on the couch watching TV, I want to play games. I'm texting people. And when I'm in bed, usually it's in bed when I'm watching No More iPad. I'm not doing that. I'm just watching the show, trying not to fall asleep. But yeah, so the whole point of that was I've gotten very much into Baeyanlish lately. I'm going to try that with Kuzgun. Like I'm going to go back. I'm not going to rewatch stuff.
No.
When I start it up again, I will. Because it's, I feel bad. You know, it's my guy. It's my favorite Barish. Barish?
Barish?
Barish? I say it wrong in my head. Because in my head I say Barris, but that's not right. Barish. And I want to love it. I know it's a top show. Everyone loves it. And it's got Birju.
Yes. Birju Birjik.
I love that name. I think that name is just beautiful. Like when you can say it properly, it's a beautiful name.
And she's also just such a good actress. Also, this is a lot of stuff that we can get into in a couple minutes.
We definitely can. I apologize.
No,
I had an opening
do not
and
apologize.
I took it.
No, I think this is great. A bit about us. I think the main thing is that we do not live anywhere near each other.
No, I actually don't think we could live farther.
No,
the continental U.S. than we do.
Really could not. I live in the greater Seattle area. And
I live in the greater Boston, Massachusetts area.
That also being said, we have never met in person.
We have not.
This is the first time we are speaking not over Tumblr or Discord.
Or Twitter.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, we're like, we need to do a podcast. We joked about it for a bit, but it was one of those where we're kind of joking, kind of not, hint, hint, maybe.
I'm grateful that you know how to do this. Like I have no idea. What you've done is incredible, Maya, like truly.
Oh yeah, we have names too. That's a thing we should say. My name is Maya.
My name's Caroline, but I do mostly go online by Caro, but no one in my real life calls me Caro. So
If
I mess up and say Caroline, it's just because
that's your whole
name. I don't have a nickname in real life. So call me whatever you want. But yeah, no, we've never met, but we do talk almost daily.
Yeah, we do.
I think it's because we both watch Dizzy's daily.
If you don't keep up to date on the thoughts you want to get into,
yes,
more episodes come out. And I don't remember my thoughts because we've had 8 hours of content since then.
It's so true. And I know I'm messaging you while you're sleeping because I watch a lot in the morning because I tend to get up really early. And I wake up to messages from you that you messaged me while I was sleeping. And we've just, you know, accepted that part about our friendship.
It's kind of great.
It
I
is
kind
of great. But yeah, all right. So why don't you start talking a little bit about your interests in terms of the Turkish Dizzy world?
Okay. For me, I'm here for the dramas. I like the action, drama, emotional, serious shows. I do like rom-coms to a degree. I love the romance. That's one of the things I love about Turkish shows is that no matter what genre or what the story is about, love is just a given. It doesn't matter if it's a mafia show or a rom-com. The main romances always play a big part. But I think that's what I kind of gravitate towards. I do like the rom-coms. Some of them can be fun, but I'm just not a fan of the calm aspect, the silly-ish parts. And I still watch them. I still love making fun of them, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of my area.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair. And what makes us very different is, although we're very similar, because we do have a lot of similar interests. I feel like there's really no show that one of us loves and the other one hates.
No. Well, okay, actually, I don't hate Love 101. I do like it, but that's a whole episode.
You liked it. you like season two.
I like season two, but I'm actually really excited for us to do an episode because I feel like that's one of those shows that we might actually kind of disagree on. And I'm like, this is like a first.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we approach them a lot of different ways. We just maybe gravitate towards some like different elements or have different things to say, which is what makes our conversations fun and why we are now subjecting them on the masses, I say jokingly.
Yeah, I feel like our witty banter was just too much for our Discord chats. Like, we really just needed to share them with the world.
With the world, yes.
You're welcome.
Look out, world.
Everyone. Similarly, like, I like dramas. I think they're good when they're done well. But what hooks me and what keeps me is always going to be the romance.
Yeah.
And I'm that way with just about everything that I watch in terms of TV. I really love a good romance. So I agree with you on the comedy part. And we can absolutely discuss all these things later on. But as an example, I'm going to butcher this name, but Erkenzi Kush.
That one, which I have not watched.
But you haven't watched that one yet? I thought you did.
No, I didn't. I just...
That is one where it's beloved among,
I feel yeah, like. No, I know of it. Don't worry.
Well, my point is that, like, it's a rom-com. I just didn't get, like, the comedy piece of it almost ruined. Because the romance is done well. Like, the chemistry's great. I think Demet, however you say her first name, is a beautiful actress. Jan Yiman is gorgeous, although he's a little weirdly dressed in that show. But we're gonna lose followers because people love the show and I'm just crapping on it right now. But like, that's an example for me where it's too silly. And I think that's, for me, that's the line. I don't want things to be too silly. I want it to be kind of funny. And I don't mind if there's characters that are like the comedic relief. You know, they all have that token comedic character that makes it light and funny. Those people I don't mind, and if they bother me, I'll fast forward through them. But I love a good romance. Like, I love the chemistry and the backstories and the way they tie them in together. And that, to me, is what I fell in love with Turkish shows.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. But I like the dramas. I love when there's a good story. I mean, I feel like Alev Alev, which is how I say it in my head.
Yeah, Alev Alev, something like that. Yeah.
That really, I mean, the romance was kind of second fiddle to the drama. And while it had really good episodes and not so good episodes, I watched the whole thing and I enjoyed it overall. Like, it wasn't something that I just watched to get through.
Yeah. No, exactly. But I think with that one too, that one had such a strong theme, at least originally, of sisterhood.
Yes.
And the romance wasn't supposed to be main. So it's not like it was lacking in that area. That was a great show. Wasn't. I don't know how to define that one, honestly. Like, it definitely was a drama, but
I'd say just, it's a drama. Yeah. I'd say drama.
And I guess I love the angst. I'm not super teary about things. So when something sad or dramatic is happening, I feel like I should be upset, but I'm not.
I can't think of an instance where I've actually cried watching a Turkish show.
I've cried and not actually cried, but like in frustration of writing decisions. But that's a whole nother ball game we will get
to. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, okay. So if we're talking about that, then yes, I cried religiously over AMI. But no, like in terms of like the drama and the like that, it never reaches that level for me.
I think we'll get into this more, but should we talk about how we first found Dizzy's and that world?
Sure. So mine came about during the pandemic. It's been almost a year. I was trying to figure out when I started watching.
Find your Dizzy anniversary.
Yeah, because I remember I was super bored. I literally remember sitting on my couch, dawdling through YouTube, and I love fan vids. Like, I love fan vids. They're like one of my favorite things. I've loved them I don't make them. I have no talent whatsoever to make them. But I follow like a lot of creators who make fan vids based on movies and TV shows. And I kept seeing Ada and Serkan. And I was like, who are these people? Like, usually when I see things like that, I'm like, all right, there's a good story there. And I want to know what that is.
And they're also so attractive, no matter
what.
They're
so attractive. They're just really pretty people. So I kept seeing people making fan vids about them. And I'm like, oh, all right, I got to figure out what this show is. Because it looks like something I would like, you know?
Yeah.
So that's when I started looking into it. And I was like, oh, it's a Turkish TV show. I don't think I have access. Like, my first thought was, I can't watch that. There's no access to that. I don't live in Turkey. And then I just kept seeing things. I'm like, well, if these people are watching it, they're getting it somehow. And I don't illegally download shows ever. But if the FBI is listening. Let the record show. I never did it. No, I used to do it all the time. But I don't anymore. So I was like, all right, whatever. I'm not going to worry about it. And then I just got so bored one day. I was sitting on my couch. I saw this beautiful fan vid of them. I'm like, I want to watch this show. And I Googled it. I forget how I found the first episode. It's not important how I found it. And I started watching it and I honestly hated it. I think I got half an hour into it. I was like, this is a movie. This isn't a show because it's 2.5 hours. This is a movie. Didn't like it. Was very turned off by the whole, it was a little campy. It just was very different from American TV, which sounds weird to say right now because I'm so used to the Turkish shows. But at that point, it was very off-putting for me. And I was like, oh, I don't know. This is a little weird. Stopped watching it. Didn't get back to it. I think it was like a week or two. And then I got bored again because this was last year. This was quarantine. You know, the cases had really spiked, especially around here. Last, like, November, December, the holiday season, they just skyrocketed. So I literally wasn't leaving my house except to, like, go grocery shopping. And gave it another whirl and started watching it. And by the end of the episode, I was like, all right, that was kind of cute. Considering I have scoured Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu, this is something new I can watch. And then by episode 2 or 3, I was like, cancel the no appointments that I have. I'm not doing anything else. I'm just going to watch the show. And I loved it. I loved it so much. And then I started, as I do, I went on Instagram and started following the actors just to like see what they were like in real life. And I noticed that one of my friends from law school was also following these people. And I messaged her and I was like, you watch Senchalka Pimi. And she was like, yes, I do. I love it. And I was like, I love it. too. And she was like, oh my God, have you ever watched Turkish TV before? I was like, no. And she was like, all right, you have to watch. I think she actually called it by the American name. She called it like Rental Love. And I was like, okay, I'll look into that. But I really love this show. Like, I don't think I want another show. She was like, you're going to want to watch this show. And that was it, Maya. Like, that was, it just...
Little
once
did
I
you
got
know.
To like, I mean, once I literally got to episode 10 or 11 of Senjalkapimi, I did not want to stop watching it. Like, I was like, I only want to talk about this. I only want to look at them. I only want to read. Like, this is the best show. Because their chemistry was so good. They're so beautiful. It was like a Hallmark movie almost in terms of the corny little plot lines and the little like tropes. It was just so cute and so comforting to watch in a time when like things were terrible everywhere else. Like, the world was crumbling. Hospitals were overflowing. I couldn't see my friends. I couldn't go out. It was a saving grace in a terrible, terrible time. And that's my story.
Yay! Story time.
All right. So tell us, Maya, how did you get into the Turkish TV lifestyle?
So I actually watched my first show in 2018. I was at this job I didn't love, and I was just scrolling through Tumblr, and there was a GIF set, and it was, I think I've since found the GIF set, but it was just this attractive guy swinging this little kid around like he's a little airplane, and this very gorgeous woman, and the poster had, you know, in the tags said something cute, and I was like, you know what, I want this, what is this? So I just messaged her and said, hey, what is this show? Looks really cute. And as a fellow Turkish show watcher, I know now that feeling when someone shows any interest. So she kind of just gave me this whole spiel in the DM. Okay, here's this link for this episode and this link for that episode. I think it was also 10 p.m. when this was all happening. And I just click on the link, think, oh, okay, like, we'll just see what this is. And of course, the premiere is 3 hours long. And
wow.
I was like, And so it's a show called Sen Anlat Karadeniz.
I've heard of that. It's on my list. I have like a running list of shows that I'll get to at some point.
Yeah, so that was my first show, and the first season is amazing. It's written by women. It's very much about, well, I mean, we can get into this another time, but the thing that I loved about it was, I mean, it was dramatic and romantic seeming, but it also dealt with domestic violence and a lot of serious topics that I couldn't think of any American shows that I'd seen that really portrayed it, unless it was a political episode of whatever show.
Right.
And it's also, I didn't know much, if anything, about Turkey. It wasn't on my radar. And so it was one of these moments where it's like, oh, there's this whole other way of making shows. And like, I love British TV and other foreign shows, but this was so new and different. And I was just really invested. And then I think the whole first season had come out and I was watching it over the summer, and there was going to be a second season. And then, of course, as Dizzy's do, the following series was a lot more soapy and it had new writers, and I just felt like it didn't do justice to what the original story had been, and I got less interested. But I found Çarpışma, which is a show that I have bugged you about.
It's on my list.
And so that one, I think I started it when maybe one or two episodes were coming out, and so I was more into watching that. And then I just fell out of watching Turkish shows for a bit that had run its course and other things were happening. So I kind of took a break until I saw Love 101 on Netflix. And
really?
Then, yeah. And so then I watched the first season of that and I was like, it's Turkish, so I'm going to watch it. It'll feel familiar. Didn't love it, but it was fine. I have a very snarky Tumblr thread somewhere about it. And then I kind of put it away again. And then it was Senjalkapımı that got me back in. And again, it was pandemic times and I needed something that took up a lot of my time. Check.
Yeah.
Was romantic and tropey and just fun. Yeah. And I didn't think it was silly. And I was kind of used to the dramatics of the editing and all of that. But it was fun to have something I could kind of make fun of, but actually secretly, not so secretly, like. And then I dove back in and then got into Kiralık Aşk. And then that's why I think I started following you, because you were reblogging things. I was going for the tag.
I became so obsessed with Kiralık Aşk, like to the point where it's all I wanted to watch. And I'm so grateful that at the time I had a job where I really didn't work that hard. because if I had just started it now, I'd get fired. But like, it was just so addictive. That's my show where, you know, a lot of Dizzy fans talk about, oh, I was up super late last night. I couldn't stop watching it. That doesn't happen to me that often, usually because I genuinely fall asleep. I love sleep. I'm a tired person. it takes a lot for me to stay awake at night. I literally was like, one more episode. just one more episode. And every Dizzy does this to an extent. They all end on like a cliffhanger of sorts. I don't know. Something in that show clicked for me and was just a very perfect show for me. And we can absolutely talk about it later. I know that, you know, I think we might even really deep dive into it at some point. But yeah, no, I agree. Like it's, I think the pandemic for a lot of people, it's such a great thing to get into when you just have a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah. And it's very immersive and there's so many options as you find out, as you start to dig deeper. And it's, yes, a lot of them are serious, but if it's the editing or the writing or the goofiness of the story, there's always enough where it doesn't feel, and I guess as Americans, it doesn't feel contemporary in the same way as it might to Turkish people.
At least that's what I think.
So
no, I agree.
It feels a little more fictional, not to trivialize real people's lives who I'm very fascinated and interested in, but it's this perfect balance.
I think that's why I like it though, because I don't want reality when I'm watching a Turkish show. I want these tropes. I want it to feel kind of soapy. I want it to be an escape, if you will.
Yeah.
So for me, that's, everyone's different, but for me, I really like that about it.
Are you saying that you don't wear crop tops to work?
No, actually, I will say though, I started a new job April 1st. And on my first day in the office, my boss, who's this like super petite, like I'm 5'3 and I feel like a giant.
You're 5'3?
I'm 5'3, yeah.
I don't know what to do with that information. I'm 5'4½, 5'5", and I'm the shortest person in my family. I don't know I don't know how to be the tall person in this audio relationship. How am I going to deal with this?
If you met my boss, though, my boss is like a peanut. Like, she's so little. And she walks in wearing a crop top. And I was like, what's she wearing? And I mean, now that I know her more, that's just her personality. But I don't wear crop tops to the office. I don't wear like lounge bras with just like a open shirt over it. Like, that's not how I dress.
That's so disappointing. You don't use the tiny purses that hold nothing?
I don't know. I don't know how Ada did it in so many episodes. Those purses were tiny half the time. I have like a backpack. But no, that's really interesting though. I didn't realize that you watched Aşk 101 before you even watched, you know, Sençal Kapemi and Kira Lagash.
Yeah, and I think Sençal Kapemi, it was also the same where it was on Tumblr for, because I don't think I started it till maybe 7 episodes were out or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I just wasn't in the Turkish show headspace, and I think the only reason I watched Aşk 101 because it popped up on Netflix and I was like, well, it's Turkish, so I was,
it's also shorter, like the episodes,
yes,
are,
because I'm the kind of person where, I mean, aside from Dizzy's where I'm watching them week to week, I have a hard time watching multiple shows at once that I know have a bunch of episodes. I just feel like I have a bunch of tabs left open in my head and I like checkboxing one at a time.
See, I like it because I don't like things to end. It took a lot for me to end Kira Lagash. I set aside like specific time when I knew I could devote. I had 4 episodes that I watched at once, like in one day. And I was like, this is it. Like, I had no plans. I specifically blocked off I didn't make plans. Like, no one was going to bother me. Because I love knowing I have something else to watch. And I think that's what's so great about Turkish shows, unlike American shows, where a season will drop on Netflix and it will be 8 episodes, 45 minutes long, if you're lucky.
And then that's all you get for 2 years if they end up even making more.
Yes. So I still to this day don't know how they produce Turkish TV shows, how they get that much filmed, written, produced, acted, edited, how they do that in that short amount of time, I will never know.
That is honestly one of the most fascinating things about shows to me, about Dizzy's, is how they make them. That is something where I'm like, I want my Turkish to be better solely so I can Google budgeting and how they do it, because I kind of also somewhat work in that space, so it's very fascinating. But a show like The Office, I listen to the Office Ladies podcast, and those are 30-minute episodes. They film those in about a week, a 30-minute episode in about a week, and shoot days are usually 12-hour days, and then the director will have been on a week or so before because it's episodic and they have different directors, and then they'll edit for a few weeks after, and then they air a couple months later, and even that sound is supposed to be a quick timeline. But then there was an Instagram live with Kerem and Hande, and Kerem was talking about how, I don't know if this is the norm, but it kind of sounded like it was, where they shoot in like 6 days, and then you'll see on Instagram them shooting the next episode. So whatever they're doing, it's like they're making more than a movie, 2+ hours of content, and then it goes up a week later. And I know they have multiple, like A and B camera teams, so they can film simultaneously, but that is something I am so fascinated by, is just the logistics.
Agreed. Agreed. And they do it without a break. I don't think Ashkmantic Intikam has had a break since I've started watching it.
No.
It's been months. And I'm grateful because I love watching them week to week, except when I purposefully ignore it. but it's, how do you do that? How? That's a lot of time. I don't know. I give them props. And I know they're not perfect. You know, the editing sometimes is a little bit of a head scratcher, but it makes sense when you think about the really fast turnaround that they're doing on these shows.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're ever going to put out a show that changes the formula, where it's like, all right, we're actually going to only produce one episode, or we're going to set it. Like, we're going to set, it's not going to be based on ratings per se. Like, we're going to do 10 episodes here, and then we're going to take a break. And just, I don't know, because no show that I know of, unless it's a Netflix show, but that's relatively new, does that in Turkey. They all subscribe to this rating system, and they just go as long as the ratings are there. At warp speed.
I don't know. I think them moving into Netflix is a bit of a game changer, and it's been interesting to see all of the really famous and highly regarded Turkish actors go over into the Netflix space. And that's also something I want to talk about someday, is just about how I feel like maybe they have to get used to doing shorter shows, because I feel like all the Netflix shows I've seen, not all of them, because there have been some that I really liked, but there have been some of them where I'm like, oh, the story writing is different, just because they're not used to writing in such short chunks. I don't know, this could be a great generalization. But I also think they have, what is it, Blue TV, that online web series network that Kerem's like Aynen. And
Oh, right.
I mean, but I tried to find, I think I watched the first couple episodes of that show, but those Blue TV shows are really hard to find, which is disappointing because there have been a couple where I really want to see this, but it's nowhere.
I also think it's so impressive that Kerem did that while doing Senchal Kapimi. How?
Yeah. He deserves whatever break he's taking.
Right. Like, you, not only are you likely working out 70 hours a week, like, the amount of time, I don't know how they have a life. I guess there's a good reason why him and Hundi are dating, because they just probably didn't see anybody, like, not, I mean, they're both beautiful and they're the most beautiful people I've ever seen, but like, they just, they don't do anything else. They just film all the time. It's a lot. In the trailer and on set. I'm thinking now, like, I hate being in the office as it is. Like, I can't imagine just having to be at work.
And just memorizing those leaflets, general film scripts, a page a minute is the general breakdown. So I'm just thinking of those script booklets. If it's 2.5 hour episode, what is that? Like 160 page script or something like that? Don't check my math.
I'm not going to.
I was an English major. Don't check my math.
I don't know how they did that. It really is impressive. And that's why I feel really lucky to have found these shows. I'm grateful that people are willing to do this sort of work, because it sounds honestly exhausting. And it's made for people like me who want to just sit and lay down for hours at a time and consume copious amounts of TV. But no, I mean, that's a really good point, and I agree with you. I would love to actually speak Turkish. I honestly thought my Turkish would be better having watched almost exclusively Turkish TV for the past year. It's not. It's not.
I feel like that's fair.
So why don't we pivot now and talk a little bit about why they're different, you know, than American TV. There's clearly something about them that has drawn both of us to watching these shows. And you made a good point earlier where you said, like, you took a break from them and things like that. They are very time-consuming shows to watch. If you really want to watch a show, yeah, like, you can fast forward a little bit. And I do, believe me. I don't think there's any show I don't fast forward. Although I will say, as a caveat, when I started watching Kiralık Aşk, I was watching it on a platform where there was no fast forward button. And every time you would hit something, ads would come up and all that fun stuff. So I literally never fast forwarded, I want to say, the first 20 episodes of the show. Maybe that's why I got so into it, because I heard every word. There was no fast forwarding. Didn't miss anything.
As the dizzy gods intended.
I clung to every word. So, but I think that they are very different than what we have in America here for TV shows, I should say. And I personally like Turkish TV. I don't know. We touched upon it a little bit, but I love the fact that they're just really plot-driven shows. And the really good shows, I think the shows that have lasted the test of time and the popular shows get into really good character development. I know a point for you that I'll let you speak on is, you know, they let men have emotions and they really dig into that a little bit. There's a lot of shows that talk about women's rights, and I know there's very different divides between American society and Turkish society and the different roles men and women play in both places. But yeah, I just think that the stories, and again, they've got a lot more time to tell them, but the stories are usually just so well done. Not each week, like they're silly stories, but like, but they're like the stories between like characters. For example, you know, in Kirlik Ash, there's so many silly episodes that are like, this is dumb. But overall, like the story of Defne and Omar is beautiful. It's beautiful. Like, I love it. It's a beautiful story. I don't know. I'm getting way off track.
I feel like that this is the podcast in a nutshell.
This is the podcast. We're going to go on tangents. Just, you know, buckle in and welcome to the ride.
I also love that in the outline of weeks or however long ago that was, I was like, yeah, the first episode, it'll probably only be 20 minutes. And here we are, very much not at 20 minutes. This is going to be so good.
I'm surprised you thought it was going to be 20 minutes based on how much we can both talk about Turkish TV shows.
For me, I think the biggest thing, not the biggest thing, but a big thing is their willingness to lean into tropes. I feel like at this point, American TV, everyone's kind of obsessed with the original idea and being taken seriously.
They also want that one thing that's different.
Yeah, but the thing is, to a point, that's not really attainable. Like, yeah, we want original ideas. Stop remaking movies. We don't need another live-action Disney movie, but we're not going to talk about that.
I'm with you. I'm so over the remakes and the reboots. If you're not going to be original, at least take a good trope and make something good out of that. Like, just stop doing the same stories. So I 100% agree with you. And I think also that's why Turkish TV is so good, because it's taking something that's comforting but putting a spin on it.
Yeah, it's always different, but how many marriages of convenience do we see, or it's like there's a secret or something, and it's not a new concept. We've seen it before, but they're so character driven, and they're also not afraid to be like, yeah, this is the trope. Every episode you think they've run out of tropes, and they haven't.
Nope. It's almost like fan fiction on TV. And I think there's a reason why tropes are so popular with fan fiction. I think the same thing with Turkish TV. It's comforting. It's just a nice escapism.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just wish fulfillment. I feel like American TV, if we take any show, I'm not even going to name a show, but any kind of drama that anyone's probably seen, if there's a romantic lead couple, no matter what the story is, that couple's arc, getting together, finding each other, whatever it may be, I feel like you'll get an average of maybe 4 big moments over a season. You know, maybe an episode will end where she's finally like realized her feelings and he opens the door and she's knocked. Like, they get together. We have like maybe 4 big culminating scenes, and then maybe it ends with, oh, my ex is back, or oh, I have amnesia, and then you start all over again. And we're kind of conditioned, as like a lot of Americans only watch American TV, or this is what TV is. And then you watch something like this, we're like, no, you get 4 or 5 moments of this per episode.
Per episode. That's a really good point. And the example that comes to my mind is Gilmore Girls, which is one of my all-time favorite show. It's like my comfort show. But when you really think about it, I really like maybe a season. Because like, there's good episodes and things like that, but I love the Luke and Lorelai storyline. And they go seasons almost without anything happening and any cute moments. And they're so few and far in between. Whereas they lean in the Turkish Dizzies, where it all leads up to like a kiss. And then something happens in the Turkish show, but they're always together. They're still together. There's no reason in Aşk-ı-Mantık İntikam that Ezra should at all be working for that company. She should have left so long ago. But they're not going to do that because that's not the trope. And the tropes keep them together.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. That's why I like it. I want to see my couples struggle. Maybe not to the extent that Ezra and Ozan are struggling, but
no.
But I like...
We have thoughts.
We have thoughts. We'll save the thoughts for another episode.
Yes.
But there are definitely thoughts. But I overall like the angst, and I love it. Makes it worth it when, you know, the buildup culminates into something.
Yeah. 100%. And I think also because every show is racing against the clock with the ratings, they have the incentive of some stuff does need to happen to keep people there.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was a show that they were filming all at once and then releasing, they could, you know, do whatever they want, maybe just have one good moment at the end. But they don't do that because they know what people want to see most of the time.
Very, very true. And that's why sometimes it's a head scratcher when shows start to really get boring and just like they keep dragging out the same plot over and over again. I gotta think that they want to kill the show at that point, because you've got to know that people are bored with this. Like, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over. Like, I feel like for a really long time, Senchal Kapemi did terrible episodes where Sirkin lost his memory. Not one person that I know of was like, oh, those were my favorite episodes. No. No one liked those, and they did it for so long. If the show didn't have the popularity that it did, I think people loved the main characters and they loved the actors, but for that show would not have made it as long as it did.
Yeah, I agree. I think also with that one, I think it was getting a lot of overseas attention, so the networks were like, we're getting money from people abroad, from Spain. I know it was airing there, and so
I heard Netflix bought it. I heard
Netflix? I thought it was like HBO Max or something.
Oh, HBO Max, you're right, yes. Because I sent it to my law school friend, and I was like, hey, this is going to be on HBO Max. Honestly, will I rewatch it? Yeah, I will.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll see.
I'll watch like the first half.
I feel like the first dozen. Okay. I feel like we're going to go way off track if we talk about
Sunshine. But we can save it for another. I know there's a lot of other podcasts out there that talk about this show. I think it's like the show that a lot of people got into.
Yeah.
Myself included, Turkish TV with. But we can move on. I agree. I just love talking about it so much.
I just knew I was going to go down a rabbit hole that did not have a point. And I just like, here we are at this dusty stop sign somewhere 10 miles away. Should we talk about what we're watching right now? Briefly, just list them off. Is that interesting? I think it is.
Yeah, let's do it. You want to start?
Yeah, so as you know, Yarga. My whole personality is now this show.
It's Yarga, it's not Yargi.
If there's no dot, it's kind of an I sound.
Well, I've been saying that one wrong.
I'm Yarga. Watching Yarga. All that right. is like my show. My whole heart is invested. It has not hurt me yet, so I am all in. My trust is in. That is very much the most me show. I think until that show happened, I wouldn't have been able to give someone a definitive number one Dizzy, because there's so many like, well, I love the first season, or I love these characters, but if you're only going to watch one Turkish show, I wouldn't say this one, et cetera, et cetera. But Yarga, my babies. I'm still watching Aja Masala.
I'm two episodes behind now, but I'm gonna catch up.
Yeah, well, that was me 2 days ago. I was two and a half behind, and I was like, all right, if I fall any farther behind. Yeah, I don't love the writing right now. I think it might get better, who knows, but it's one of those, like, I'm at this point, I don't know what genre it is. I love the main so much. I love the vibe. The early
they're beautiful people. I mean, they're just so attractive.
So beautiful. And even those early episodes, especially because it was / is COVID times, it just gave me such travel wish fulfillment. I want to go.
Beautiful locations.
Beautiful locations.
Beautiful people. And that was the thing. Honestly, that show doesn't even need to work that hard, because the cast is really pretty. The scenery is beautiful. Just put together a half decent plot and I'm going to watch. which honestly, I feel like is probably what's kept me going on. Yeah. But it lost me a little bit. It got a little dull. I'm hoping they pick it back up. But the ratings, I don't know. I keep kind of waiting for that one to...
Yeah, I'm intrigued about what's happening behind the scenes on this one, because there's a lot going on. I don't know what genre it is anymore. We'll see. But yeah, so I'm keeping up with that one, though at this point, yeah, I'm letting myself... Sometimes I fall behind and come back. Ashkamantic Intercom, I'm here. Half of it is for
you. Are
you,
though, Maya? Are you?
I'm here for you, okay? It broke my trust. Friend. Caro listens to me talk about Yarga, so I need to be...
I'm not going to bully you. You'll just have to listen to me talk, but you can just ignore it. That's fine.
No, because I've been on that end of conversations and I don't like it, so I want to be supportive. I'm not saying I necessarily enjoy it right now. I enjoyed it up until I didn't, and I think anyone who watches that show will know the moment where we're all like, what? And so that was where I was like, well, I'm not going to risk my emotions anymore, so I'm going to watch it, and I'm just here. I'm here for Caro and sometimes Ezra and Ozan, because they hot.
So hot.
I just started Uchkrutush. It's only two episodes out. I think I like it. I don't know if I like any one of the main four characters individually yet, but the potential and them all together. If you took Ramo, which I know you haven't seen yet, Uchkrutush, and you took Peaky Blinders and you made them into a triangle, I kind of cluster them that way, and that's kind of my jam.
Did you ever watch Chukur? Am I saying that wrong?
Chukur.
Chukur, of course. Is
it wrong? Not yet. I kind of want to, but I know there are 4 seasons. I know the spoilers. I would want to watch it for Dylan, and I know what happens to her character in its 4 seasons. And because I have a hard time watching multiple shows at once, I'm not ready for that commitment. But I kind of want to.
Yeah, it's on my list. We'd probably need to go into another lockdown for me to like get into that one. I feel like I can't watch more than I'm already watching. And when I get into something, obviously I really get into it. But I'm really interested in this show. And even though I know you said I probably wouldn't like it, everything I see interests me. And now that I know that the blonde guy was Sinan, you don't even realize, my jaw dropped. I was like, that's him? I don't know why it was such a moment for me, but it was.
I mean, I don't blame you because the ramen...
the noodle.
The
noodle hair.
Okay, that's the thing. It's very distracting. So I understand not like looking at his face because you also see the hair and then also the fashion. If you watch the show, we have to talk about the fashion because it's one of the few shows where every outfit gets progressively worse and it makes his character better where I'm like all in. So it's one of those things because I just watched the second episode. I was kind of bummed. I was like, I don't think Carol will like this. But if you're down to watch it, I really want to talk to you about it. So
the problem is I'll have a hard time getting into it. Even with shows that I really like, it usually takes me time to get into them, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And get addicted and love them, so...
And also, romance is not in the front seat with this show. If it were not a Turkish show, I would ship the two main guys. They have crazy chemistry. And also the bad...
And if it were an American show, you'd know it would get there at some point.
Right. And the bad subtitles don't help, because sometimes... There's some screenshots I'll have to send you where it just sounds like they're about to sleep together and that's not what the scene is about at all. And it gives me endless entertainment.
I kind
of
want to watch it.
So I'm watching that and then I'm kind of sort of watching Kalpyarsit. I'm on episode, I think, 14.
But I think we're around the same area.
There's one Instagram account I follow that translates a lot of trailers. So I've known what the spoilers are even before I watched the show.
Yeah, I'm up to date with the trailers.
And it's the only one, I think, where I will watch it like as I'm falling asleep on my phone. And I'll watch a whole episode in like 20 minutes. And I also don't think I like the show, but I think I'm going to keep going.
I like it. All right, so is that your list?
That is my list. I think we can definitely talk about all of these in depth, and we will, if we don't stop ourselves.
And we will, dear listeners, we will get into this. So Yarga, obviously, I love. Not to the extent you love it. I'm very much looking forward to Sunday's episode that I'll watch on Monday. But the trailer looks hot, and I'm loving that they're starting to, like, the romance has been there and, like, sizzling, which obviously is my jam. But now I think the realizations are happening based on the trailer, and it's lovely. I'm very much liking it. Plus, I also love drama too. Like, I love the storyline. I love that there's a murder mystery. I feel so bad for Ilgaz's brother. Like, I just want to hug him.
Yeah, he's a true victim at this point. Poor God.
Chinar. The only Chinar I like right now. Obviously, Ashmantic Intikam, that is my number one. I think about it way too much in the day. I don't know. I love the two leads. I love the actors. I love the characters. I think the world of that show, which is why it hurt me so much when it felt like the writers really just wanted to be done with the show. Like, that's how I felt. Like, they were like, you know what? We don't want to do this anymore. We're just going to make everything bad. But I loved last week's episode. Last week's episode, I was smiling while watching it because I just enjoyed it so much. It made me very happy. So that's my number one. Kalpyarsit. Now, I don't even know if I'm saying things right anymore because the I's are the A's. I fell deep into that one recently. Not deep, but like I was binging it, I should say. And I kept wanting to keep going. I like it. I don't love it. I like the lead guy. I think he's adorable. I like his little dimples. The lead actress is not my favorite, but I like her chemistry with the guy. It's got an interesting, the side characters have interesting stories. I like it. I'm going to keep watching it. Kara Sevda, which I've been watching for months. I'm almost done with it. But I don't want to let it go because I hate to say this, but I love it. I do love it. I will never watch it again, ever. It is not on my list to rewatch. I will not watch clips of it. When I'm done with this show, I will be done with it.
Full detox.
But it's honestly a triumph in terms of it's so long. There's so many episodes. And they kept that storyline going, and it was fantastic. there was really no time where I was like, wow, this is kind of stupid. This is a trope. You never know who has the upper hand. Either Amir has the upper hand or, you know, it was just really great. I loved it. I can't say enough about it. I highly suggest you watch it, if for nothing else other than Khan.
Well, that's the thing. So I watched the first dozen episodes of that show, and I think my Instagram recommendations, while 100% Dizzy edits, is like 50% Kara Sevda. I have spoiled myself for that whole show. I'm very intrigued by it, but I think because I know what happens, and just because at the time I was watching it, I wanted to watch other things, kind of fell off it. I'm not saying it won't happen. It probably will. But also, now with Yarga, I'll see an Amir edit pop up and I'm like, ooh, I don't like seeing you evil. No.
I know, I've seen you reblog the stuff with the baby, and I've seen some behind the scenes stuff with him and the baby, and it's so cute. But on the show, I hate when he's with Denise. Hate it. Like,
because he's a good actor.
He's such a phenomenal actor. He's one of my favorite all-time villains. I absolutely love him on the show. And you can almost tell that Khan's just having a blast playing a bad guy. And that, I think, is very attractive, just in terms of loving the characters. Whereas the Kamal storyline, he's not my favorite male lead ever. So I honestly feel like I'm not rooting for Khan's character, but I love him on the show, and I really want to know what happens to them. I know what happens to Kamal. Like, that has been spoiled. I'm not unaware of that, but yeah. I have no idea what happens to Khan's character, Amir, and I'm so curious. But I don't want to finish it, so I think I've got like 9 episodes left.
I feel like finish it. Okay, because you said you still hadn't finished it, and I feel like a month ago you're like, I have like 10 episodes left. I'm almost there.
Because I haven't watched it in a month. Like, I screenshot where I leave off so I don't lose my place.
Oh my God.
And that's how I save it. So I'll go back and be like, when did I save this screenshot? Ooh, October 4th. Okay. Yeah, it's been a while. We should get back into this. But then I'll watch like 4 episodes on a weekend. But yeah, so there's that. And then the last two really quick, Bayanlish, which I was watching a little bit right before I started talking to you tonight. I think I'm on episode 7-ish, 8-ish. I'm liking it. I think it's just so cute and so fun. I agree with you. It is a very good rom-com, but the fashion is just terrible.
The screenshots that I have where I'm just like, who okayed this?
Who did this? Oh, God.
Who hated him in a past life? Like, what happened?
And there's an episode where she's wearing an outfit and they have to blur the words on the front of her outfit. And I'm like, why didn't you just put it in something?
I hate when they do that. It's so funny, though, where it's like a magazine where she's hiding behind a magazine and then they'll blur the entire magazine. Just make a prop one. Like,
yeah.
Take the sound guy, take a photo of him, make a fake magazine. Like, I don't know what's so hard about this.
Maya, it's because they're working at warp speed here. They don't have time.
Just find someone online, be like, you can come meet the cast for 2 minutes if you will Photoshop a magazine cover for us.
Right? I will volunteer as tribute. I know. There was an episode I watched the other day where they like blurred out the pictures on the wall. And I'm like, really?
You designed the set. Stop using copy. My favorite, though, is the car logos where it's like, wow, wouldn't know that was an Audi if I didn't see this black piece of tape.
I love it. I love trying to guess which car, like when it's not like a super noticeable car. I'm always like, which is it? Is that a Volvo? I think it's a Volvo. It's like, that's what distracts me. That's what I'm thinking of when I see that. Oh my goodness. And then the last one is I'm still watching Kuzgun.
Yep.
I haven't given up on it yet. I'm not going to give up on it. I will watch the whole thing. But yeah, that's what we're watching right now.
So now that we've talked about ourselves, should we talk about the point of the podcast?
We should talk about the point of the podcast, yes. And our vision for the podcast, really?
Yeah, we have a map. But also, I think what I like about our plan is that we've left room for this podcast not to just be a very regimented thing. Because you've heard our conversation so far. We want to talk about what we're excited about. The format at this point, we'll probably talk about what we've been watching that week. Maybe current, maybe not. Maybe we're binging an older show. Maybe it's what's happening week to week. And then also, who knows when you will hear it. So it might not be the most current episode by that point.
Agreed. Especially while we get our feet wet, especially. I don't think it will be super current. But I know one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast was because I love Turkish TV shows so much, and I don't have a strong outlet other than Maya to really discuss it and to just, you know, fangirl over and get excited and talk about all the nuances of the show. and do deep dives into it. And I remember I was on a walk recently by myself and I was trying to find like just a podcast to listen to. And I was like, man, I really wish someone would just talk to me for an hour about the latest AMI episode. Like that's what I wanted, because I wanted to hear other people deep dive into it while I got my workout in for the day. And I didn't find that. So here we are, people. Go take your walk and listen to us talk about our favorite Turkish TV shows.
And then we thought that we would pick a specific show and do a deeper dive and just talk all about that. Sometimes there'll be shows that are completed. Sometimes there'll be shows that are half completed. We'll have to do another episode later on, but do a high level discussion about things that we've already watched before we decided to do a podcast and break it down. And we'll be able to really talk about things that we're really excited in. We'll definitely do a Kyrillik Aşk episode.
We'll definitely do a Sia Bayish Aşk episode.
Oh my God.
I butchered that. I think that's the show that really bonded us as friends, because
yes,
that show is absolutely
incredible. One's different. That one's so good. That one stayed good 98% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it ended with intention.
Oh, what a perfect ending.
I think I might say that's my second favorite show. For a while, I was like, I can't call this my favorite show because I have moral objections for the first 10 episodes. But since then, I'm like,
nah.
Oh my
God, yeah. No, I think I remember messaging you being like, I'm sorry, this is who we're supposed to be?
Right?
I honestly don't think I could ever recommend, like...
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to throw out being a good feminist or whatever. You throw it out the window and then you watch it and then you rewatch it and you're like, I understand the nuance. I'm going to put that aside and have a freaking great time.
And what a great time it is. So we will absolutely be deep diving into that show because I think it's special for both of us.
We'll definitely do an AMI episode for you and for both of us.
I mean, to be fair, I'm going to talk about it almost every podcast until it gets canceled.
Oh, it'll be... And then after. No, you and get to after. Fangirl. I'll have therapy over that show. We will do a Yarga episode for me. I mean, I know you like it too, but
I like
I'm selfishly being like, I need attention about this show.
100%,
and anything else we're watching. Yeah, and then if we decide, oh, we want to do bonus episodes of, I don't know, maybe we'll talk about just the Netflix shows or good villains, or maybe it'll just be a mini Kara subbed episode at that point. But
yes, so we're going to go with the flow and we're going to see how it goes. But if you're out there and you also want to listen to people talk about Turkish TV and the different shows that are out there, I think this is going to be the podcast for you. And you just listen to it and like laugh at us talking about the most random stuff.
And our pronunciation, which...
And our pronunciations. You're doing great. I'm doing terribly.
It'll be a journey. It'll be great. I'm quite excited. I'm having a great time. So...
Me too.
We'll see how this goes. I feel like this is our first episode. I feel like... This is about it.
This is about it, yeah.
Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, I'm really excited for our, you know, 5 max listeners. We do have some spam Instagram followers, so maybe we'll get some followers out of them.
Yes. Do you want to announce the Instagram and Twitter?
So if you want to get in contact with us, if, you know, haven't heard enough of us yet, you can send us an email at dizzybreakdownpod@gmail.com. No pressure. We also have Instagram and Twitter, and our handles on both of them are Dizzy Breakdown.
And if you want to follow us, our personal Twitters, you can find me, Caro, at Caro Gables.
You can find me at The Scorpio Racer. Please feel free to reach out, chat, see what you think. If you really like what you hear, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And I think that's everything.
I think that's everything. So until next time, you guys.
Thank you for listening.